Now, while your mind is most likely focused on the single matter of getting ready for Christmas, the state legislators may have to focus on a variety of issues this past week. They included state tuition rates for illegals, the financial future of Atlantic City, and piercings for non-humans. More about that later. Here to take a look at all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. How are you this morning?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, let us start with something that has been talked about and continues to keep moving forward. A3617, passed by the Assembly Budget Committee by a vote of 7-4, would allow students who qualify for the New Jersey Dream Act that came into life about a year ago to also be eligible for financial aid through state programs that offers it. Now, this was an element of a bill that Christie had vetoed. He had signed a bill that would allow illegals to have lower in-state tuition rates, but he was not going to allow them to get state offer financial aid like the tuition aid grants. Is this a Democrat spinning their wheels in the state house, or is this a political ploy thinking that, let's see, if Christie is running for president, which most people believe he's going to, here's a pandering act that he could probably grab a hold of and not have too many of his fingerprints on it?
Yes. Well, this, you know, again, you don't know the ins and outs of politically what's going on. Is it the Democrats wanting to force Christie's hand on an issue like this, poke him a little bit and embarrass him? Or some would, you know, they won't, would never admit that, and they think they really believe in this. But unfortunately, this is really, it really pokes the taxpayers of the state of New Jersey, because we will have to bear the burden of the cost of that. And on top of it, we, you know, may become a state where people say, hey, a lot of the illegals may say, you know what, I'm going to go to New Jersey. I can get free tuition. That's great. So it's really, it's a bad, bad bill, and I hope that Governor Christie will veto it.
The idea with bills, too, is you always hope that they're going to give you an idea of the cost. One small problem with the bill A3617, it doesn't have any cost estimate attached to it.
That's right. You know, and again, we're not supposed to, technically, if it requires a fiscal note, we are supposed to have that in front of us before we vote, and that didn't happen this time, because there's no way to really estimate how many people will take advantage of it.
And just for the information for the mechanic of this, the same conditions would apply for the financial aid as for getting in-state tuition, a high school diploma, or its equivalent from a New Jersey institution after attending high school here for at least 3 years. Students would also have to file an affidavit filed with the college stating that they filed an application with the federal government to legalize their immigration status or plan to do so as they're eligible. And of course, this has to pass the full Senate and the Assembly. Once again, go to the governor's desk, where belief is that he would meet it with his veto pen unless he's had to change of heart. There's no comment from Christie's office as far as what would happen if that would happen. Atlantic City, as we all know, is not just sinking. It's pretty much sunk. And any kind of catalyst for a new business, especially casinos, is a dream more so than any sort of reality. But that doesn't stop the never-say-die attitude. Assemblyman Vince Mazzeo, Democrat from the 2nd District, he put together a series of bills, the Casino Property Taxation Stabilization Act, A3981, and it passed the Appropriations Committee in the Assembly by a spread of 6-3, would require that the casino gaming properties in Atlantic City, the few that are left, be responsible for the payment to the city for an annual payment in lieu of taxes based on casino gaming revenues, which happens to be shrinking, which doesn't sound like a smart idea financially either. And you were one of the 3 votes against this.
Yes. This bill is a bad bill because it hurts the taxpayers. In Atlantic County, the surrounding towns outside of Atlantic City, and in other parts of the state, they want to essentially take money and they want to put it into school systems in Atlantic City to add to their revenue and make sure that the schools have that extra money rather than it coming back through the state. So it's basically a tax diversion. They're taking monies that would normally come back to the state, pumping them right into the schools, and then it's really not, it's not a fair system. I mean, this whole series of bills was on the surface designed to help Atlantic City, but in reality, at closer look, it does not help Atlantic City. It just is a boondoggle, and I hope that Governor Christie will veto all of them.
There's four of the bills it has to, 39, 82, 83, 84, and 85. It would require the holder of a casino license to submit proof to the state. All agreements it's entered into with representatives of its employees for collective bargaining, provide health care benefits, retirement benefits for full-timers, also establishes additional category of state school aid to help Atlantic City, relocates the casino investment alternative tax to Atlantic City to pay debt service on municipal bonds, and repeals a law that requires the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority into an agreement. The Atlantic City Alliance for a five-year partnership repeals the portion of law authorized the authority to assess a fee on casino licensees if the public-private partnership was terminated or otherwise ended. And like Assemblywoman McHose said, doesn't really seem like a lot that would be a catalyst for growth in business, never mind the shell game with taxes and responsibilities. We're talking with Assemblywoman Alice McHose, alicemchose.com on the web, and the State House is njledge.state.nj.us. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Another bill, A2354. They would call for businesses with 10 or more employees to be required to let workers earn at least 72 hours of paid time off that they could use to stay home when they're sick or take care of ill relatives. Businesses with fewer than 10 employees would be required to offer their employees at least 40 hours of sick time. Workers would accrue 1 hour of sick leave for every 30 hours worked. And if this were to pass, which a state assembly panel did approve the bill, so it is going to inch toward the chamber, New Jersey would be one of only four states, along with California, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, to mandate sick leave for all workers. How does this provide a further hindrance and an unwelcome act for business in New Jersey?
Well, this is a horrible bill for business, and especially small businesses, which are the backbone of our economy. And just to mandate them to participate in this, where right now it's voluntary, they can do it if they'd like, but to force them to do it is really wrong, and it's just one more thing that will force businesses out of New Jersey, in my opinion.
Also under the bill, workers will be able to carry over unused sick time, much like municipal employees get to do, but can never have more than 40 hours or 72 hours in the bank, respectively. Jay Weber, Assemblyman Republican from Morris, noted that employees could potentially use up to 18 sick days in a single year, so that's more than 3 weeks paid sick time in a calendar year.
Crazy.
And that's something that, again, small businesses would be on the hook for, if not just to pay the sick leave and the person out, but a lot of cases they have to bring temporary workers in to cover for the person or add to the workload of other employees. Well, with all that going on, the State Assembly found time to pay attention to this major matter, as addressed by A3588. Clarifies that needlessly piercing or tattooing an animal for the entertainment and amusement of an unscrupulous pet owner would be an animal cruelty offense. Those found in violation of the amended statute would be guilty of a fourth-degree crime, punishable by 18 months in jail. If the animal dies as a result, third degree, 3 to 5 years in prison. And do a little compare and contrast. That's a stiffer penalty than if you found piercing or tattooing a minor child.
This is just hard to believe that we need to have a bill to prevent this from happening. But people are actually tattooing emblems of their favorite baseball and football team on animals. I think it's sick. It's abusive. And I can't believe that people in the tattoo and piercing industry would subject a dog or a cat or any animal to this. I it's horrible. They can't speak for themselves. And they certainly can't say no. So I'm glad that we put this bill forward.
There is an amendment for tattooing for identification purposes. So cattle or oxen or things like that.
Right.
Farmers need not worry that their industry is going to be changed by that bill becoming a potential law. And if you'd like to talk about these matters, bring something to her attention you think is worthy, you can do that at alicemchose.com. And keep on top of the action of the State House is njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's District, 24th District, Alice McHose. A Merry Christmas to you and to your family. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. And everyone out there, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to you.